Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Chris, Lauren, Sharpie, and Steve. Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Howdy, Lisa.
Hi.
Hiya.
Howdy. Hiya.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so we're pretty much well, but I am still just a little congested, so I apologize, but I think for the most part we're back to normal. Good or bad, we're back to normal. On today's show, we are going to be talking about one of our favorite things in the whole wide world, or one of Steve's favorite things. Free Disney.
Ah, I love free, and I love Disney.
Okay, so there you go.
Two things in one.
Awesome.
It's like double mint gum.
Now, we have to preface this show with some of these things do require park admission.
This is true. You have to
The ability to actually stay on property.
Yeah, so don't get your hopes up that we're going to like tell you how to get into the parks for free, because yeah, that doesn't happen.
Well, that stinks. Well, that's what I was hoping to find out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Get a big ladder.
All right, so we have a list of free things that you can do at Disney. And Steve, start us off.
All right, I get this is not the most exciting one.
It's a very beneficial one.
This is, so at most
is
parks,
it the Arby's parking lot.
You can park there for free. That's true too.
Good to sleep there. Okay.
And then you save yourself a room night. I don't know. Exactly. It's been a while since I've... Oh, I don't even know if that Arby's... I'm not even sure if that Arby's is still there.
Did you stay with another guy? Or was it just you by yourself huddling in the cold?
No, it was two of us.
Oh, that's romantic.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Go right ahead.
So, one thing you can get for free at the parks, and this is great during the summer, is you can get free water. So, not a free... So you don't have to spend like $5 on a water bottle, but you can walk up to one of the quick service restaurants and say, I'd like a couple waters, and they will get you a couple glasses of water. And then my bonus, if you want the free bonus, you get some of those Crystal Light packets or some of those types of things. You can pour them in to the water. Then you've got your own drink.
Lemonade
or
iced tea.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually seen you with a Crystal Light packet. I've never seen you do that.
I keep some in my wallet.
I've done it.
I've never done it.
That's why I take a refillable water bottle into the parks with me.
Well,
wait
good.
A minute. Lisa is famous for making lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
I like lemonade and I like cherry lime.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
I like the pineapple crush.
Mm.
It's my favorite packet.
We should talk.
Mm, trading of drink packets. I'm like kin trading.
Oh, we could start a whole group.
Mm-hmm.
They have a
How
group for this on
like
Facebook.
Like-minded.
I'll see you a cherry limeade and raise you two pineapples.
What's that show they have on TLC? It's called Extreme Cheapskates.
What?
I want to see that with Disney.
Oh, they should have a Disney version.
What's that? Yeah, you could do like a Disney version.
Extreme Cheapskates Disney.
That's a brilliant idea.
I like it.
We should do a show on that. I don't know how we'd do it.
I think we could rule that program. Yeah.
Extreme.
Right.
We did. We went to Disney one time and we only ate
this story. Please tell it for the 500th time.
I know. We only ate on.
You went to Steak and Shake.
We
you
did.
Ordered up that hamburger.
The only time we ate once on property. And we ate at Steak and Shake.
We had a coupon.
And we did have a coupon. You remember this very well, almost as much as I did.
I do remember this story.
And then we ate at Disney Springs. We went out to the car and we ate in the back of the car. We had sandwiches that we had brought. We had a picnic in the parking lot.
Steve.
That was our cheap Disney trip.
You know what the bad thing is? You have money.
Well, we try.
Steve, this is an all-time high. But for most of us and for a lot of the listeners, that would be an all-time low. Do you remember that time?
I know.
Yeah.
You're like,
then we went and ate in the car.
I was like, you know, I spent 38 cents today. Woohoo!
That's ridiculous.
But then there's times where you go and you get a nice room and you go do the Disney dining plan or whatever. So you can do different types of trips. You don't have to do every single one of them on the shoestring.
Okay, that's believable. The guy with the bread and the bologna
in the
parking lot.
That's right. Make a grilled cheese sandwich with the iron.
Too funny. Steve.
All right. So who's up next, nice. Lisa? Who's next?
Okay, so next is going to be Sharpie.
Mm.
So, celebration buttons. This one's very popular. Who doesn't want to celebrate their birthday, their anniversary, any of those things at Disney? great thing, right?
Yeah. I'm celebrating it this year.
What are you celebrating this year?
She's making us go to Jelly Rolls.
You are?
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Now, come on.
It's Pandora weekend, Steve.
Oh, nice.
I would like to know the most unusual thing that you've seen on an I'm celebrating button. Steve?
Nothing unusual. But, you know, you can get like first trip or...
Well, birthday, anniversary, engagement, retirement. There's all kinds of things that you can get.
Mm-hmm. I have the best one ever. Mm-hmm. And she's a Mouse Chat listener.
What is it?
New boobs.
Really? I didn't see that one.
Wow.
What? Yes. Did she get two? Did she get two buttons or one?
She just got one.
Yeah, see, so I think it would have been funnier if it was one on each boob.
So there are currently four buttons available. There's happy birthday. There's I'm celebrating. There's first visit. And then there's happily ever after.
And new boobs.
There used to be happily ever after, happy anniversary, and just married. But they combined all of those into a happily ever after button.
Could you have like a just divorced and got new boobs button?
You could be I'm celebrating my new bosoms and my divorce. You could write that on your I'm celebrating button.
Yeah, exactly. It just says the top part. Then you get to fill in the blank there with whatever you want in a Sharpie.
Yeah, you can put anything. Mm-hmm. Like Mandy puts, like when Mandy used, before we knew her well and she would come to the meetup, she wrote, I'm celebrating friendship. And then we'd all make fun of her. Sorry, Mandy.
We make fun of her anyway.
One of the coolest ones I've ever seen was a first visit button on a service dog. And it was the service dog's trainer took the dog to Disney for its certification. So it was kind of cool that like because they have to go through specific things and it has to be documented that the dog is capable of doing X, Y, Z with an able-bodied person before the service dog is then transitioned to its the person that it will serve. So that was one of the coolest things. It was really awesome. It was a really cool thing to see.
That's adorable.
Cool.
It was super cute. And the puppy was so cute.
It's so tough with service animals. They're so cute and you want to pet them, but they're working and you can't.
Right.
Kind of like the ones at the airport, the bomb squad ones. I always want to pet them.
Like the beagles? How can you not want to pet a beagle? Hard.
You're such a good boy.
Oh, they're always labs too. I'm like, oh, look, it looks just like Gracie.
Okay, and tangent.
The guy looks at me like, nope, don't touch her.
And that he's used to saying that to the little six-year-olds.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit, I talk to the dogs and I'm like, I would pet you if you weren't working. Yes, I would. And yeah, the guy looks at me like, lady.
Give it up, lady.
Yeah, get a life.
Let the dog work.
Okay. Gosh, I completely. Oh, so wait, we didn't even go through. We did Mandy's button was unusual. Steve didn't have one. Chris had one. Anyone else for an unusual button?
Creative. I have to be honest, I'm bad. I never pay attention.
We've seen like some really high anniversary ones, like like up in this, like this, we're celebrating our 65th wedding anniversary. And what else? Oh, triplets' birthdays. We've seen triplets celebrating their birthday. That was astounding. I cannot imagine having 3 5-year-olds in the park together, but it was very cool and cute to see.
You can't imagine having 4 children jump into your life at once? 3 children?
Well, in diapers, yeah. That's a little different.
It is. I'm poking at you
there, but yeah. So, I'm trying to think of other just kind of interesting ones that we've seen.
I've seen on a couple of meetups, Mouse Chat. I'm celebrating Mouse Chat. I like that one.
And we are a thing to celebrate, right?
We are. I like that.
I've seen celebrating a sobriety anniversary, cancer-free anniversaries. So I've seen a lot of like major life goals. Then of course I'm celebrating running a marathon. That's out there, and that's usually accompanied by the medal that they receive for running the marathon. But yeah. And I think it's always really cool how much attention the cast members pay to those buttons and make sure to acknowledge what you're celebrating. And usually they will engage you in some way about it, either whether it's just a happy birthday or a happy anniversary. But sometimes it attracts a fuss from specific cast members, and that's kind of cool.
Okay. All right.
Better believe I will be celebrating when I reach my final weight loss goal.
How close?
I will be having a I'm celebrating badge on.
Even at home.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In my daily life, I will be celebrating that button.
So how close are you?
I am about 15 pounds away.
Wow.
So yeah, that is, and I'm hoping to be about 5 pounds away by the time fall comes. So it's very slow, really focusing, because at this point in time, I'm trading out some muscle mass for some fat. So my weight is kind of shifting a little bit up and down from week to week. But the great thing is my BMI is dropping. So
okay.
good progress. So really excited.
That's good.
Lowest weight of my entire adult life, even back to high school. So
wow.
Definitely things to celebrate. What are you celebrating? Tell us, fans. Tell us, listeners. What are you celebrating? What have you celebrated?
Disney's an occasion to just celebrate on its own.
Exactly. I'm celebrating being at Walt Disney World.
I don't think I've ever had one of those buttons. Maybe I need to get one next trip.
You need to. I'm celebrating my first trip wearing a button. That's what you need.
Exactly. I'm celebrating behaving myself for once. Something and, like that.
Well,
are they going to make you take it off?
Take the button off in a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's not going to last long. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to keep this moving. Going to try. Lauren, you're up next.
So one of my favorite things is that's free is the Jedi Training Academy over in Hollywood Studios. This is something that you can take advantage of. You do have to get there early at park opening, be there, be ready to go, and head right to the area to sign up for it. You do have to bring the children that wanted to participate in it with you. The kids can be ages 4 to 12. And it's just a really cool experience for the kids. It's about an hour long, and the kids get to basically kind of train to become Jedi Masters. Or Jedi Knights, excuse me. And then they get to go in with lightsabers and try to take down the Empire. So it's pretty cool. It's definitely something that if your kids want to do it, you want to get there early and get them signed up. But I think it's something fun. I think it's something that any child that's into Star Wars can do, and it's free, which is cool.
I like free. We all do.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. I think that one's one of those where some people think they hear the music and they see the crowd gathering and they're like, oh, we should try and get in. It's like, no, it's late in the afternoon. You're not getting in. You should have been here way early.
Sharpie, did your kids do that yet?
Nope. Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
All right. Chris, you're up.
Okay. One of my favorite things to do at Disney is people watch. And I think of all the places you can go, you will see the broadest spectrum of humanity in a Disney park. You see people who come from all walks of life, people who are doing kind of interesting things, people who are maybe parenting in a way that you might not. Sometimes it's fun, especially more in Disneyland than in Disney World. In Disneyland, I have never seen so many fantastic $3,000 and $4,000 handbags just walking around casually through the park. You don't see that as much at World, but there's different clothing. I don't know. It's just fun to watch people. And my favorite spot to do that is probably the Hubgrass.
Which Disneyland does not have, unfortunately.
Disneyland doesn't have it, but Disneyland has extremely different people watching because people tend to, you have a lot of Disney bounding, which is sort of, if you don't know what that is, it's kind of dressing up like your character. Obviously, if you're an adult, you can't go into the park dressed up as Cruella de Vil, but you can kind of incorporate elements of her costume into like modern clothing, and people do that. And so it's sort of fun to see that. There's a big sort of retro mid-century clothing scene going on in LA in general. And a lot of those people like the parks. So it's really fun in Disneyland, but yeah, you don't have the Hubgrass there. So.
All right. I'm up next. Mine's kind of casual, but I do still like doing it. And that's window shopping. I love to see all the new stuff that Disney has coming out. And I'm going to kind of categorize browsing as window shopping. Not only can you look at the actual window displays on Main Street for the Emporium or some of the other shops, but you can go inside and browse around. I love to see some of the new things. They've got some cute shirts out now. Some characters that we haven't seen on t-shirts in a while. They have Todd from The Fox and the Hound. Love that. They have a Thumper shirt that is sleeveless but turtleneck. Amber looks adorable in that one. But I like seeing what's new. And they have a lot of the same things that are around year after year. But going in there and seeing what they've done with some of the new characters that are out from the movies. And I like that. It's always good. All right, Steve, you are up next.
Okay, so during the holidays, this is a free tip, at the Grand Floridian, you can get chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and they're free. So
I have bad news for you.
What, they don't have them anymore?
I'm pretty sure they weren't here or there last year.
Oh, we got to go.
So I know.
Let's see if they're
but
still
remember
there.
That? We all got them one time and they were pretty disgusting.
Yeah, they're horrible, but they're free.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not what's free and fabulous.
An extreme cheapskate tip.
This is not free and fabulous, Chris.
And you actually have lunch because those nuts have a lot of protein.
There you go.
You could bring a packet of salt that you got from the quick service and salt your nuts.
And some tomatoes.
Nobody likes unsalted
tomato,
nuts.
A packet of tomato and some hot water or ketchup and make some tomato soup and some chestnut. You got it all. It's not nice. It's not fabulous.
It's like a Saturday Night Live skit with sweaty balls.
There is.
I was not going there at all. Thank you. I'm a grown woman.
Don't ruin my chestnuts.
It's like the episode of the Saturday Night Live when Betty White hosted.
Yeah.
Talk about how dry her muffins are getting in old age.
Nice. It. Do you know what? I actually, Sharpie, I have to tell you, I actually talked to a listener today, and she was very surprised to find out that you have a very sarcastic sense of humor.
What?
So, yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, she was like,
sometimes.
I'm like, Sharpie's the worst.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, very nice, Steve.
Mm-hmm. So if hopefully we'll check if... hopefully we'll get down there for the holiday season and double check to see if they still have chestnuts.
Well, you have to go this year to the candlelight processional. So
that's true. So
you
we'll
could
stop
go
by.
Check and see if you can find your nuts then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This
hey,
is a
Disney,
pop quiz.
You're listening here.
Pop quiz,
listen,
Steve, who are we going to
listen Disney.
See?
The guy, the,
sorry, Sharpie.
Edgar Allan Poe.
No.
Ron. What's his name? I know what he looks like. He's in the World of Color.
Wait a minute. What was the question?
Question is when he knows he has to go to.
And he's in
processional?
That he's in that TV show that I hate that you guys watch every night.
He's Theories of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah, he's that guy. Whatever his name is.
Come on.
I know. I can see
Come
him.
Come on, Steve.
I just don't know his name.
Last name is Harris.
John Harris. Bob Harris. Bill.
Doogie Howser.
Yeah, exactly. That guy.
Neil Patrick Harris.
See, I know it was like a three name.
You have two tasks.
Neil
Don't
Patrick
fail.
Harris. I have to book those tickets.
This is not going to go well.
Someone send me a Facebook message when he's available to book.
It's not booking tickets. It's making a dinner reservation.
Oh, okay.
So you make the dinner reservation and that gives you priority seating.
That's what I need to do.
Yes, it is.
All right, Lisa, you'll be booking your own reservation, just FYI.
Someone will remind me, I hope.
Oh, they won't.
No.
Maybe not. All right. So that was it. Chestnuts, who's next?
Hey, give me that. You took my paper.
Mm.
Okay, Sharpie's next. Do you know lounges. Where you're going? Okay, good.
We have a few lounges. And the lounges that we speak are not places where you go and pony up to the bar and order a drink. These are the DVC Lounge that is located above the Journey into the Imagination. Mm-hmm. So the Imagination Pavilion, DVC access only, all sorts of things available up there, from drinks to video games, to a play, just an air conditioned place to relax. There are iPads available and printing available and kind of a desk concierge available. But then there's also the Disney Visa Lounge that is available during select events throughout the year. And that is typically located above the American Adventure Pavilion. And there's free drinks located up there, sometimes free snacks, free alcohol, like Prosecco or something else throughout the day, or wine. But they usually like have a set service time on that. So you kind of have to show up and get a ticket for it. But yeah, so free lounges are available. And once again, those are inside the park. So you have to have park admission for these. But if you're a DVC member, you will enjoy the lounge that is located above the Imagination Pavilion. And if you are a Disney Visa card holder, you will enjoy the lounge located above the American Adventure Pavilion during select events throughout the year, especially food and wine. It is very popular.
Yeah. It's a nice stop. It's like your halfway point when you're doing the food and wine for the Visa Lounge. And it's usually, you know, it could be kind of toasty and you've been walking around. It's nice to get in. They have the freestyle Coke machines, like you said. Sometimes they have snacks. Sometimes they have drinks. It's a nice place to relax, cool off, and then do the other half of food and wine.
All right,
just in case you need a break from the food and the wine, there's more food and wine available.
All right. I'm going to piggyback off of that one and just go with the general Disney Visa card benefits. So if you are a Disney Visa card holder, you can just simply go to DisneyRewards.com and look at the Disney rewards that are available, which is kind of what I'm going to go over real quick and let you know some of the benefits. And in Disney World in Orlando, you can have a Disney character experience. And this is over in Epcot, just like Sharpie said. So that's their first one. Next one, we've got the Star Wars character experience. And that is over at the Launch Bay Animated Courtyard in Disney Hollywood Studios. You also get 10% off merchandise when you have a $50 purchase or more. They have restrictions, so it's not on everything. And then you get 10% off at select dining locations. And you can save in different places. You get 20% off at Joffy's, at the kiosks for the coffee and the tea. Steve, you're not a fan, are you?
It's not my favorite.
You do it in desperation.
I'd rather go to the Starbucks, but yes.
Yeah. And then you get 15% off any guided tours that you take, Keys to the Kingdom, any of those backstage magic type. Those are awesome. And 10% off certain recreation experiences. Horseback riding, they have the those spree jet things, the water sprees. Do they still do
that? The water sprites? Sprites?
Sprites, yeah, those. And then 15% off spa services that are on location. All right, real quick, I'm going to try and go through these because they're kind of similar. Disneyland, you're going to have similar perks. You will get your 10% off select merchandise when you have a $50 purchase, your 10% off dining, and 10% off dining and merchandise at Downtown Disney, and that's in Disneyland. They do the 15% off the guided tours as well. And then they also have the character experience where you get the download, the photo, and that's at Disney California Adventure Park in Hollywood Land, and that's next to the Monsters, Inc. ride, which is an awesome ride. They also do a Star Wars character experience that's exclusive to the card holders, and that's daily from 4 to 8 p.m. And this is at Launch Bay in Tomorrowland as well. There are a couple of benefits when you use your Disney Visa card on Disney Cruise Line. And yep, I got to shake you guys, keep you awake. I'm trying to go through this fast. 10% off your digital photo packages that you can get. 10% off Disney merchandise, and that's on your $50 purchase. 10% off Castaway Key getaway packages, and then 20% off onboard massages and facial treatments. So there are benefits to having that Disney Visa card. Plus, you're going to rack up your reward dollars when you use your card to purchase the vacation for your cruise or your Disney World or whatever you're doing. All right. Lauren, you're up next.
So, one of my favorite things from years ago is the electrical water pageant over by the Magic Kingdom. And you can see it in the Seven Seas Lagoon, from the Contemporary, from Poly, from Grand Floridian. It goes off every night, various times throughout the night, because it is a floating parade, or pageant. So it starts, what time does it start? 9 o'clock at Poly. And then it heads over to Grand at 9:15, Wilderness at 9:30, Fort Wilderness 9:45, and then 10:10 at the Contemporary. It's cute. I mean, it's very 70s to me. But it's cute. It's got music that you can hear. And when you're actually laying in your room, if you have Bay Lake view at the Contemporary, you actually hear the music constantly. And it's a water light show that moves past the hotel to music. It's very cute.
When you say you hear it constantly, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, you only hear it once a night, but like by like your third night, you're like, all right, I'm done with the water pageant.
Sharpie, did you want to give us a sample of how that music goes? You were humming that earlier.
If you've seen the Main Street Electrical Parade, it's kind of along the same electro synthemagnetic musical sounds.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah. It can be grating after a couple nights.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is if you have a lake view, you're definitely going to hear it. But if you're kind of directed away from the lake, you're not really going to hear it.
No, not at all.
But you can also watch it from the Wilderness Lodge. So, and if you're going to be in one of the new cabins by the waterfront, you will have a beautiful view of the electrical water pageant. I've often fantasized about them redoing it and making it more into the 21st century.
Yeah, they should. I agree.
It's of course it doesn't bring in any revenue for them, so maybe that's why they don't, but
exactly. This,
really, the Rivers of Light floats could be, I don't know. If they did something more like that, it would be a little nicer. But it's pretty basic,
that's
it's
on
cute.
A pretty grand scale.
Minus the four actors and the screens.
I saw four?
It was two on each boat.
Yeah.
Oh, I only saw two.
Well, there's like two on one side of the audience and two on the other.
I was thinking it would be pretty nice if they made the Rivers of Light a little more like the electrical water pageant.
Lisa.
I love that thing.
Or like World of Color.
I do like World of Color. That's a whole different class.
Oh, the World of Color is awesome.
Let's all admit that World of Color sets a very high bar.
It does.
Which, by the way, if you've never been to Disneyland, never been to Disney California Adventure, go see World of Color. It's amazing.
Yes. I remember seeing the water pageant from the Grand One, and that was unexpected and glorious.
That was actually pretty cool because we were so close to it. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit, I don't remember that.
Oh. It was fun. You enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm sure it was awesome. I'm sure I loved it.
Yes.
Because I remember our captain parked us with facing it.
Yeah, he knew it was coming.
Yeah, it was really cool.
All right, let's jump to Chris.
Okay, mine is actually one of the best free things at Walt Disney World. If you are staying at a Disney resort, as I'm sure all of you know, you can take Magical Express from Orlando International Airport. So that's just sort of a nice way to save money. It runs 24/7. They do have a luggage delivery service that runs until 10 o'clock at night. I usually tell clients, if you're getting in after six and you have little kids, go ahead and pick up your own luggage. But it's fantastic. And the other is just the transportation on property that anyone can use. You don't have to be a guest. Say, for example, you're staying at Pop Century, but you're at Animal Kingdom Lodge all day and you have a reservation at 1900 Park Fair. You can very easily just get on the bus at Animal Kingdom. You can get on the bus at Animal Kingdom and just go to Grand Floridian, even if you're not a guest there. So it's an easy way to get around. You kind of need to learn that, you need to know there's no resort to resort transportation. But if you use the parks and the ticket and transportation center as sort of a hub, the way you would like any big mass transit kind of system, you'll be fine.
Okay. I think it's a good perk because a lot of
it's fantastic.
I mean, just about everyone else is going to charge you for any kind of transfers or transportation.
Yeah. I mean, when we send people over to Universal, you have to pay for that shuttle. So
mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, you have to, even Disneyland, you pay for a shuttle.
Yeah, that's true. You have to pay at Disneyland. You can almost see it at Disneyland though, because like there's like, it's LA, everything is so far. Whereas, I don't know. Disney World is a pretty big player at Orlando International. Lots of people coming in just for that. So.
All right. I'm going to jump in on this next one. And that is Boardwalk. Boardwalk is an Epcot resort. It's a deluxe resort and it's pretty awesome. We got to stay there on our last trip. And just as it sounds, there's a lot of activities, a lot of entertainment on the boardwalk. You have the street entertainment where they just set up, they put a rope out in a little semicircle in an arc and set up their little magic show or their juggling act or whatever it is they're going to do. And 15-20 minute show, and then they pack up and they come back an hour later. So it's pretty fun that they've got those little shows that the little acts that are going on. They also have the Lauren's favorite Jelly Rolls is over at Boardwalk.
Love Jelly Rolls.
That's not okay. I can't even say that because it's not a free activity though. But it's there. You can stand outside and wonder what they're doing.
You can, yes.
I've caught Steve doing this.
Oh God! No, but as much as he hates that place,
no,
yeah, he's out there.
But the street performers
tapping his foot.
Those street performers are phenomenal. We went a couple weeks ago, and that one guy was there was a guy who did juggling and a bunch of other stuff who was amazing. And then the second day when it was raining a little bit, they had moved into the lobby of the Boardwalk Hotel. So. They were still in there at set times entertaining in the lobby of the hotel. So that was kind of nice also.
So I guess now that I think about it, the only free thing would be the entertainment.
Yeah. I mean,
because really, you're going to pay for the midway games. You're going to pay for the snacks, the bikes. What are those? The
Surly says it starts with an S.
Surrey bikes.
Surrey. Thank you.
Yeah. So the Surrey bikes.
Oh,
you pay
we
for.
Did those in the summer. They were fun.
Yeah.
But you can go all the way around the lake in those, but we're not talking about those because they're not free.
Yes. It's really just the entertainment is free on the boardwalk. And it's also a nice area to window shop and walk around that area. And then if you're staying at one of the hotels, they have movies at night and other different activities that come as part of your hotel package. So you can sit on the beach and watch a movie and sit on the grass in front of the boardwalk and watch a movie.
Yeah. That's a good one. We didn't talk about movies at all. Because all the resorts have something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us about resort entertainment, like youth activities and family activities? You could throw that in. I won't even charge you. It's free.
Go ahead.
Good one, Lisa.
He's not going to do it. No, like they have games by the poolside. They've got the movies, as you're saying. They've got little fun things that they do. Help me out, folks.
They have the dance thing. When you're at the pool, but you have to be a resort guest. Well, you don't really have to be. You just walk up and start dancing. But yeah, they have little games for the kids. Super cute.
Yeah, it's cool. Sharpie. What else do you have? Do you know what you have or do you need help?
You're her deli chocolate.
There you go.
If you are going to Disney Springs and you have the Ghirardelli shop at downtown Disney, now known as Disney Springs, I will always say downtown Disney. It's one of those things. It's 10 years of my life. I called it Disney, downtown Disney. Now I'm down. I have to
it used to be Disney Village. Disney it was hard mind. To even call it.
Come on.
It's always changing. It was the Disney Village, and then it became, then it was downtown Disney, and then there was West Side.
The Marketplace,
yeah. And now it's Disney Springs.
Yeah. Anyway, free chocolate. Whenever you walk in, they usually give you a small free sampling of chocolate. And usually it's most times it's the Ghirardelli square with the caramel inside. So like a milk chocolate with caramel inside. So not bad. But then of course, you know, you're going to have the chocolate square. It's kind of like the never give a mouse a cookie, never give a Disney guest a free piece of chocolate because then they're going to want a milkshake to go with it.
I think so, that's the whole idea.
Caramel sundae. Mm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I seem to recall having a mint chocolate chip, dark chocolate sundae there at some point in time. And that would be really delicious right now. But anyway, we'll deal with the free chocolate and move right along. So yeah, go get free chocolate down at Disney Springs.
All right.
Ghirardelli shop.
Mm. All right. Let's do, Lauren, you have one more.
Sorry. Let's see. So, another free thing you can do in Disney is you can actually watch the fireworks from your hotel. So if you're looking to see the Magic Kingdom fireworks, you can see them from the Contemporary over on the platform on, what is that, the fourth floor where Chef Mickey is. You can see them from there. You can see them from the grass at Grand Floridian or down by the boats. You can see them from the beach at Poly. You can see them. You can see them from Fort Wilderness, right?
I don't know.
Kind of, but not really.
It's not.
You can see the higher features, but I mean, your best viewing is from the Poly because you're straight onto the castle whenever you're on the beach at the Poly.
And then you can also see the Hollywood Studios Star Wars fireworks if you're staying at Boardwalk, and probably Beach and Yacht too. You have a great view of them from Boardwalk though, because they're going to be to the back of the Boardwalk Resort.
You can see those really well from Art of Animation and Pop too. It's beautiful because they reflect on the lake.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Now, do you think when Wishes leaves that the new Happily Ever After, I wonder if it's going to be as spectacular if they end up doing, like Sharpie was saying, if they end up doing less fireworks and more projections, I mean, then from the hotels, it's going to be kind of a snooze if it's just things you can't see.
I do think, I agree with Sharpie on that. I think it's going to be more like Star Wars fireworks, but in Magic Kingdom with different theming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're
hoping it's not true, but I really do think they're going to scale their mortar count back.
And if they do that, then you're, you know, the Grand One or getting a pontoon boat or going to the watching them from the hotels is not going to be nowhere near as spectacular because you won't be able to see really the castle projections.
That's actually a brilliant thought because I had someone who wanted to book the Grand One. We booked it for a birthday party and in the end of May. And I was told they couldn't guarantee they would see the fireworks. So wonder if that's why they were told that.
Mm.
So they canceled it.
With the boats, they always guarantee that because if they cancel the fireworks because of the weather,
then you're
that makes sense.
Essentially you're booking the cruise, not watching the fireworks.
But if they cancel because of the weather, then the cruise isn't going out either. That's what I was told. You know, if there's rain, they're not, or lightning, they're not going out.
The wind can also impact the fireworks more than
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I mean, being late May, you never know, could be, but yeah.
Or maybe they just don't want to say at this point or something. I don't know. I thought it was, they were, the client was really, I mean, they ended up doing something else. And I actually think it's a little more interesting than the boat, but yeah, they were really disappointed. So,
well, now I want to know what they're going to do.
Okay. It's a mouse chat listener. Hello. And they're doing the VIP Thrills Tour, which I think is the most interesting tour. It's $300 a person. And Keith, if you didn't know how much that costs, because your wife didn't tell you, you know now, but it's $300 a person. And it's 7 hours. And I think we talked about it a couple shows ago, and you go from park to park. So yeah, I think that's a brilliant idea. Yeah. And that
great use
lunch.
Of time.
Yeah. 7 hours. So
very cool. Okay. Actually, Chris, you have the next one.
Okay. Mine's pretty simple. It's just KidCot, which are the little stations in all the countries at Epcot. They're for children, obviously, like the name sounds. And they can go there, and you start in Mexico or in Canada. You get a little who's the little guy?
The little teddy Duffy. Bird.
Duffy.
They still have Duffy. Duffy.
Really? How do you not know that name?
I know. Well, you get a Duffy, or you get a, you know, some other Disney character, and you color it, and then you go from country to country, you get it stamped, and they might tell you something about, you know, their country or whatever. And it's the cast members who do it, who are from the country, so that's a little more interesting. You know, like they write your child's name in their language, or what we're assuming is them writing your child's name. God knows what they're writing. But yeah, so it's really cute. Especially if you have little ones, it kind of keeps them a little engaged. So
I remember.
And Epcot can be challenging for the youngsters.
Did you find that with your kids?
I am such a nerd. Like before we went to Epcot, we had like colored some different countries' flags, and we had watched some YouTube tourism videos from some of the different countries. So we kind of were like, oh, remember when we saw that? So there were some things that we were spotting along the way. And we kind of tried some interesting snacks as we went.
Well, Sharpie, you know, 50% of the audience just said to themselves, I just failed at being a parent. Because you know what? I have never done that for my kids at Epcot. That's very smart. I like
it. Yeah, we're starting to plan our European adventure here in the next few years. So we've already started kind of pre-gaming and watching some European tourism videos and seeing some different things and learning different cultures. Because as you can imagine, with the story our kids have coming to us, that they haven't been exposed to much outside the world of their own living environment. So yeah, that's something we've really tried to do, is expose them and looked at the maps of Canada and Mexico. And, you know, there are neighbors to the north, neighbors to the south. So interesting that World Showcase starts with Canada on one side, Mexico on the other. So
that is kind of interesting, actually. I never thought about it that way.
But yeah, but the KidCot stops really gave an opportunity to interact with the international cast members, and I think that's really one of the highlights that our kids ended up coming away. It was Mission Space, was their big walk away from Epcot, but then also the KidCot stations, because they really enjoyed coloring Duffy. So yeah.
A couple of years ago, we hit Epcot, maybe even 3 years ago, and Amber was doing all the Duffies, and what she did was so creative. She would change them, not just color them as Duffy, but she would change them into all the different Disney characters and change them into princesses. This one's Aurora. This one's Little Mermaid. And it's amazing what you can do with some color and a Duffy. It was amazing. I'm going to have to post some pictures because I still have them, and she did a really good job. I was impressed.
Well, it's kind of like those little Disney figurines where it's a blank Mickey and they make them whatever you want.
You really can.
Whatever those things are called. What are those things that...
Where are you going with this?
What are they? The little Mickey, blank Mickey things.
Blank Mickeys?
Yeah, the square, they come in the little box.
Oh, the Vinylmation?
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you. I destroyed that.
You did.
Gosh, Steve.
But it's kind of, it's kind of like a Vinylmation where they, it's
yeah,
just
they had
Mickey,
that at Downtown Disney or Disney Springs.
And, but she did them differently. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
You always see something beyond what any normal person would.
Is that all the free things?
Those are all the free things we came up with.
Do you know what a good free thing is that's kind of decadent and completely wrong? So
keep it legal. Club,
what's that?
Keep it legal. Don't make it like breaking into some place at Disney.
It's totally legal. Okay. So if you go to Beach Club in that bathroom right off the lobby,
what?
They have fresh, regular, you know, they have real towels. So like, say you're super hot and you're like disgusting. You're not even staying at that resort. You could just go in there and get your washcloth and just freshen up with a real washcloth.
Mm.
I don't know. They have that at Yacht Club too. They have that a lot of Disney bathrooms. They used to have it the Contemporary, but they took it out, which made me very sad.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if anyone knows of any other free ideas, you can post them on our Facebook page.
There's got to be more.
Or in our Facebook group. And if you're not a member of our Facebook group, you can request access and we will let you in. It's a Mouse Chat Facebook group.
You need to know the secret word, though.
Mm-hmm. The secret word is Arby's.
I thought it was please.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh,
yeah. Arby's is funnier. You don't even like Arby's. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, it's one of those old Arby's too. You know, it's got that big red roof line. You know, the big, it goes way up high. I wonder, it's probably gone. It's across from.
I would just love to get a picture of you sleeping in the parking lot of an Arby's. Just once. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have any around here.
No, there's a few around here.
Are there?
There's
I don't know.
One on 92 right next to the Dwarf House, next to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
There's one right there.
I got to go there.
But the one on iDrive is one of those old, what used to be. It used to be one of those super old ones.
I'm going to go hunt it down and take a picture for you when I'm down there in April.
With a giant roof that's made out of wood. But I'm sure it's, you know, I don't know, it's a go-kart track now, probably.
It's the worst food.
It's all right. Get that Arby sauce.
I thought of another free thing.
What's another free thing?
One
last one.
No, I thought of actually three.
All right, real quick.
All right. You can do the... Sorcerers in the Kingdom thing.
Oh, I thought of that too, yeah.
So you can do that. And then in Epcot, you can do the Where's Perry thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of little interactive games that, so if you've been to the Magic Kingdom or Epcot, you know, the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is like a card game and you get these cards for free to start out and a map. And then people trade the cards also.
Yeah. Do they still do the one in Epcot with Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one that we did when we were there, and I posted pictures, you can get, if you go to the Harmonia Barbershop on Main Street, you can get a glittering. You can get pixie dusted.
Yes, you can.
Yes. And
even if you don't get a haircut?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And so then you're all pixie dusted.
They used to do that at Bibbidi Bobbidi.
They do that too. Yeah.
At Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique still.
You can go over to Bibbidi Bobbidi and ask for just a small sprinkling of pixie dust and they'll pixie dust you up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why anyone would want to put that in their hair because frankly, and you know, granted I have like a tiny little crazy, I have weird hair, but it would never come out of my hair.
No.
Ever.
It somehow works its way down to your scalp and it adheres and it doesn't wash out.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But please send us your ideas on other free things that you can do at Disney. Don't forget, you need to call us to help you plan your next visit to a Disney destination because our planning is free. Ha ha, how'd you like that one?
Oh my gosh, that's totally true.
Yeah. So when you book with us, we don't charge you for our services and all this expertise that you can get, it's just going to flow. So if you need some help, call us. If you don't need some help, call us because you don't know what you need. You don't. We're going to teach you things that you didn't know you didn't know. So anyway, contact us if you want to have one of our Mouse Chatters book your next Disney vacation. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to our shows, you can find more of them at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. If you have comments or questions, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.